Here's a digression sideways from science into technology per se. The enormous tech giants, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, are so ingrained into our lives and act so nearly as monopolies that there's a backlash, a techlash. Many or most of us loathe how they filter our news, invade our privacy, and sometimes give away key parts of our identities in security lapses. We want more regulation and are getting it piecemeal. However, independent analysts who are keen on high tech are warning about unintended consequences. If you've accumulated enough decades yourself, you may recall how government regulators broke up big companies in the 1950s and 1960s. One of these was AT&T and its astoundingly productive Bell Labs that developed the laser, the transistor, the cell phone, and much, much more. Xerox and RCA also fell. They were all forced to license their patented technologies. That was a plus for competition in the market, but Japanese companies were more diligent than American companies in using the technologies. They caught up with U.S. companies and raced ahead. They learned extreme quality control, including from the great industrial statistician W. Edwards Deming. Electronics and cars are now predominantly Asian in manufacture. Of course, lackadaisical U.S. management and short-sighted outsourcing of manufacturing to Asia solidified this. We should tread carefully in regulating the technology of our online lives. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.